Thank you very much, Dr. Garcia, for that excellent but very sobering picture of the state of oral health and disparities for Latino populations in the United States. One of the things that we realize with health disparities research, if we're going to be successful, is increasing the cadre of researchers from diverse backgrounds as well as diverse disciplines. And so it's my pleasure to introduce at this time Ms. Kristen Heft, who is a PhD candidate in the Epidemiology and Translational Sciences program at the University of California, San Francisco, who is conducting dissertation research that you'll learn about today. For the past 7 years, she has worked as a research analyst with one of our other health disparity centers, the one that is at the University of California, San Francisco, the Center to Address Disparities in Children's Oral Health, where she conducts qualitative, community-based, and intervention research working with Latino families to understand and improve oral health. Join me in welcoming Ms. Heft.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I want to make sure to thank the panel organizers for putting this together today. So I'll be talking about Latinos' oral health-related knowledge, belief, and implications for message development and delivery. I have no disclosures. And so I was involved in creating an oral health intervention, and today I'm going to talk to you guys about the process that we went through in order to develop that, particularly going through what we did in terms of exploratory research, using theory to draft a curriculum, and then getting community input through focus groups and working with promotoras in order to revise the curriculum and implement it. To give you a snapshot of the curriculum that we created, it's called Contra Calles, which means against cavities in Spanish. And it was targeted towards parents or caregivers of children under 5. It was led by promotora or community health workers in Spanish. It had an interactive focus using group learning, peer education, and we held it in community locations. We covered 4 general topics over 4 separate classes that lasted 2 hours each. These were the caries process, oral hygiene for both adults and children, nutrition, snacking, drinks, including bottles, and dental visits. Whenever you talk about community, you really need to define who you're talking about. So we were in California. Our exploratory research was done in both an urban and a rural setting. The rural setting was mainly farm workers, and then for the health education curriculum, we were in a rural city. And we mainly worked with Mexican population. So first I'm going to talk about the exploratory research that we did. So we worked on a study called the Hispanic Oral Health Study, and the purpose of this was to further understand the population and the oral health experiences. As Dr. Garcia explained, we know that Mexican Americans have oral health disparities, but we don't know a whole lot about the why and the context behind some of those disparities. So that's what we set out to find. We did qualitative work, so this was open-ended, in-depth interviews and participant observations. We worked in community settings, so this is preschools with pediatricians in migrant family daycares and other community services. We also worked with dentists and individual settings, so this is parents. We wanted to know what people know about their children's oral health, what they believe about it, what are some of their barriers to having optimal oral health for their children, and what do they do about it, or what would they like to be able to do. And we particularly focused on early childhood caries. So what did we find from the exploratory qualitative research? We primarily found that parents care. They want their children to have good oral health, and they try to do things at home in order to promote that. They also know about children's oral health and ways to prevent ECC. So this is simple things, but they do know a decent amount about how brushing their child's teeth, the influence of soda and candy and other sugary substances, it's important to go to the dentist, those sorts of things. And that you're not supposed to go to bed with the bottle. These basic knowledge people actually had a lot of. but they lack depth of understanding and the reason behind some of these things. So, for example, they know that children aren't supposed to go to bed with the bottle, but they didn't understand why. This led some people to think it was maybe the nipple, the material of the nipple of the bottle that caused caries, and so they would put their child to bed with milk in a sippy cup or some other vessel to try and avoid that use of the bottle because they didn't understand the reasoning behind that. They were still perpetuating an unhealthy behavior. The other thing that we found was that some parents had difficulty carrying out the knowledge. So they know that they're supposed to brush their children's teeth, but there were barriers that came up in their everyday lives, things like coming home late from work, or young children that didn't want to brush their teeth and then had a big fight about it. And so these were some of the things that got in the way. So from this, we really found that parents aren't empty vessels that just need some knowledge from the dentist or the doctor. They come with their own knowledge, their own beliefs, and their own barriers that are shaping what they're doing at home. So we also took that people are interested in learning more. Oral health is important to them, and that they would be open to some sort of intervention to work on this. So we just set out to design an intervention that built, that reinforced the caring, built on the existing knowledge, and built in some skill building so that people could improve their ability to carry out what they already know. And to do that, we used theory. So in order to, when we set out to do an intervention, we first looked at what curriculum is out there. This was a couple of years ago, but at the time, there was no theory-based oral health curriculum, none that were evaluated in a rigorous way, and few that focused on skills, particularly parent skills, and not just knowledge. So we worked with dentists and took information from the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, recommendations, as well as those developed by the ECC Collaborative Centers Prevention Behaviors. This is a collaborative of those health disparities research centers mentioned by Dr. Nozak-Raymer and Dr. Garcia that worked together to do ECC prevention research. We also use Bandura's social cognitive theory to guide the intervention development. I'll talk a little bit more about that. We chose this theory because we knew from the exploratory research that skill building was going to be an important part of the intervention. And social cognitive theory builds on self-efficacy, which we also had some literature on that we know it's important to oral health behaviors. And it also takes into account multiple dimensions that influence behavior. And we learned from the exploratory research that people rely a lot on their friends and family networks to get trusted health information, and that Promotora Health Education has worked with this population before. So we put that together and decided that's how we wanted to shape the intervention. So for the social cognitive theory, it has a long list of different constructs that influence behavior, but I just put a few up on this slide to give you an idea of what the process is that we went through. We took the qualitative research from our exploratory interviews and map that against the social cognitive theory to sort of pick out the things that we wanted to focus on in the intervention. So for one example, behavior capability is one of the constructs of the theory, and that is the knowledge and ability to be able to carry out the correct brushing technique, as well as the ability to manage your child's behavior while brushing. So in order to create that within the contra caries intervention, we included instruction on proper brushing technique, have students observe it, practice it themselves, give and get feedback on the process. We did those same steps for behavior management of children during tooth brushing. I'm happy to talk more about theory at the end if people have questions. So we took those components, the behavioral guidelines from professional organizations, theory, and we created a draft curriculum. We had the outline of topics to cover and behavioral objectives. We had some ideas of how we might teach those using various activities, but we weren't totally sure how to do it. We knew we wanted to be Promotora-led, but we were really unsure how best to package it and how to create it into an actual intervention. So that led us to the next phase of our intervention development, which was getting community input through focus groups. So the first thing we did was conduct 12 focus groups. We conducted them in Spanish, and we focused on three main topics. The first was the logistics. We wanted to know, is there interest in this topic? Where would we hold the classes? When would we hold them? How often? What language would people want them in, because we have a multi-generational Hispanic population? What would we do about childcare? These are parents of children under five. And so we held focus groups focusing specifically on that, how to run the intervention. And one of the interesting things that came out of that is when to hold it. We thought the evenings and weekends would be preferable, but it turned out for a lot of parents, mornings, weekday mornings turned out to be the best because their older children were in school. So that was sort of a little bit of their freer time that they could attend classes. Another thing we focused on was the topics. What would the different classes focus on? What are people most interested in learning about? And some of the things that came out of those focus groups were that people were really interested in the why, the reason behind all these different behaviors that they were supposed to be doing. In particular, they wanted more detail about the caries process than we initially had thought, and they wanted a lot more detail about the dental procedures that their children would likely go through in the dental office. And so we made sure to incorporate that into the curriculum. And thirdly, we focused on the activities, how to actually teach these different target behaviors. So for the concept that we didn't have planned activities, we, as a group with the focus group, we brainstormed how it could be taught. We went through each activity soliciting questions and feedback from the group. And in order to make sure we were getting critical feedback where people would say, oh, I don't like this, or, you know, this is a problem, as opposed to just politely saying, oh, yes, this is nice, we made sure to create comparisons so that people were directly comparing two activities so they could explain what they didn't like about certain ones. We also focused on learning style preferences. So one thing that came out of this is that people didn't want to be read to. They really wanted to feel like they were being talked to and shared with. Other things were that they liked visual activities and skill-building activities, where they actually were able to practice in class. So the next step in terms of getting community input was getting input from promotora themselves. So we advertised and hired four promotoras. They were four lay people without health education experience. And to train them, we went and had them sit through participate in Contra Caries as students, and then practice leading it multiple times. Through this practice and training process, we were able to get critical feedback from them, further refining the curriculum. They had a lot of ownership of developing materials. They actually designed and created some of the materials themselves, bringing in some of their construction friends to, you know, create models of teeth and things like that that we were able to just use in the classes. And we also worked a lot on creating group facilitation skills so that during classes they really were facilitators and not just didactic teachers, so that people in the class could actually learn from each other as well as the promotora. And here are a couple of pictures of the promotoras in action. What they allowed us to do in refining the curriculum was really restory the professional dental language into stories, activities, and teaching materials that were relatable to the students of our classes and also memorable. So this top picture shows a promotora. They created an analogy which compared the cleaning and prevention of caries bacteria for your mouth is the same as cleaning and preventing ants from getting into your house. And that's something that we are able to tie through all of the classes and something that everybody relates to, and you can really remember that. The other thing that they helped us do was develop a script so that everybody was able to teach the classes in the same order, in the same way. But we made the script in a way that has a lot of pictures and icons so that they were able to just talk about the topics that they had already learned in the training without having to read everything word for word. So they were able to create a more friendly and open environment in the classes, but still presenting the information as we had designed it. And so through that process, we ended up with the Contra Caries Oral Health Curriculum. This is the same slide I showed you before, but it's just reiterating the curriculum that we ended up with. It's interactive, with group learning and community locations. We covered those four topics, and we ended up being in different balances than we initially set out for. But we still cover those topics. We had four sessions of 2 hours each, and we provided childcare on site. And so after that, we implemented the Contra Caries pilot program. We held 13 classes, the mean class size between 7 and 8. 89% of people who attended the first class attended all of the classes, and we had, so that's pretty good attendance. And we also administered surveys in order to test the any changes in knowledge and behavior. I'm currently analyzing that now, but the initial analyses are looking that we were able to change some of the behaviors in the hoped for direction. And we also conducted a process evaluation to be able to monitor how well the intervention was implemented. So in conclusion, the process we went through was exploratory research using theory and working with the community. Some of the things that I think were most helpful was this focus on logistics, skill building, and converting information into relatable and accessible stories. I think we benefit a lot from working with the community in the promotoras, which helped us have the high fidelity of the curriculum as well as the high attendance. And my tip is to fully engage the community as a partner as soon in the process as you can. We really think that was important to our success. And in the future, we hope to develop a randomized evaluation for Contra Caries. And I'd like to thank Dr. Judith Barker, who's my mentor and the PI in a lot of the research I presented today, as well as the research team, promotoras, and research participants who made this possible, and the funding from the NIH and IDCR.